Okay, we're continuing tonight with the piece that we've been working on the last couple of weeks, the piece of the end of Parshas Bud. But we're coming now to the end, what you might call the climax. The last paragraph in the Ramban, the end of Parshas Bud, is quite possibly the most often quoted piece of Ramban a la Torah, anywhere. Maybe it's the second most quoted, the one at the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. Is also very widely quoted. But this is certainly from the most well-known and widely quoted pieces of Ramban. We're going to read it inside, and then, as you can see from the whole handout, there's a lot to talk about. But the Ramban says it's tremendous to say. But let's put it into context. What he's been talking about was the fact that the mitzvah of tefillin includes Yetzias Mitzrayim. And when we think about it, it's not just tefillin, but many of the mitzvahs are connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we see that Yetzias Mitzrayim has this enormous importance, not just as a historical event, but in the mitzvahs of the Torah. And he explained because the emunah of Klal Yisrael is based on the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The emunah includes the idea that there's a beira, that he's a kadmon, that he's a yachal, that he's a chavis, he's a mashkeh, he's a yedea, all of those things, and that there's nevuah, and all of those things were demonstrated at Yetzias Mitzrayim. But they're not demonstrated b'chol dar v'dar, so keeping alive the memory of Yetzias Mitzrayim is of enormous importance. That's what he's been explaining throughout most of the piece. And now he comes and he says that the importance of remembering the Nisan of Yetzias Mitzrayim extends to another point also. It has another benefit also, besides for showing us that, yes, there's a Bayrei and that, you know, the sages of our Amuna are true. But furthermore, Umin HaNisim HaGadoylim HaMepursamim Adam Maida B'Nisim HaNestarim Shehim Yisayit HaTerah Kula. A second benefit of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim and keeping fresh the awareness of the Nisim HaMefursamim, the open miracles that happen at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is because from the open miracles, a person comes to recognize the Nisim HaNestarim, the hidden miracles. Sheheim Yisayit HaTerah Kula. Nisim HaNestarim are a basic foundation of the Torah. And then he uses what appears to be very strong language. She'ein la'adam chelek b'teres Moshe Rabbeinu. One has no chelek in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu ad she'namin, until we believe b'chol devarenu u'mikrenu, all of our things and all of our happenings, she'kulam nisim, that they're all miracle. Ein b'hem teva u'minhage shel olam. There's no, they don't happen as a result of nature, or that's just the way the world works. They happen by a miracle. Bein b'rabim, bein b'yachid. Whether it's a rabim, whether it's a yachid, ella in the right, it's not teva. Ella, rather, what is it? In yasa hamitzvahs yatzlichenus. That's yatzlichenus. Chari, if one does the mitzvahs, then the reward for the mitzvah brings him atzlach. Bein yavar aleim, and if one violates the mitzvahs, yachrisenu anshay, his punishment strikes him down. Hakol b'gzeras elyain, all happens b'gzeras elyain kasher is karti kfar, as I explained above. V'yisparismu hanisim anastarim. Okay, and he goes on to another point. We'll pause over there. What he sounds like he said in that line that's in bold print is that a yid is mechuyev to believe that everything that happens is not a result of minhag shel olam, meaning nothing just happens by chance or because of the natural laws of cause and effect, but hakul b'gzeres elyon, which again is understood to mean that everything happens b'hashgacha pratis. So all the things that happen to a person, if a person has good fortune, has bad fortune, if a person is hoping to get a job and he gets it, or he's hoping to get a job and he doesn't get it, that's hakul b'gzeres elyon, and it's not teva u'minhag shel olam. That appears to be the state of the Ramban, what's frequently called Hashkacha Pratis, that Hashem Baruch Hu is directly involved in the life of each person and takes care of the events that happen to each person. That's the apparent meaning of these words of the Ramban over here. Now, this is a very difficult piece because, well, the idea that the Ramban is saying is not necessarily surprising, and there are sources in Yiddishkeit that that do say exactly that, but whether it's actually the Ramban's shita seems very hard to pin down. Because the Ramban we have over here, the next paragraph, you see, the Ramban Parshas Vayera. When Hashem Baruch Hu says on the pasuk of Ki Yedid, when Hashem before he comes to before the mice with Loit, the Malachim just left Avram, they told him he's going to have a baby, Sarah's going to have a baby, and they're on their way to Loit, and Hashem's going to destroy Loit, and then he says, before I destroy Loit, I have to go talk to Avram. Ki Yedativ, Lemanashi Yitzav is Banu Vesbeisei Achrav. That word Yedativ is a difficult word. The first half of this paragraph, the Ramban is going through various possibilities. Hold on. Ramban is going through various possibilities about how to explain that word ki yedativ, but if you jump just to the part that's in bold print, v'hanochin ve'inai, I think the correct pshat, the best pshat in yedativ, right, this is Hashem speaking about Avram Avinu, and he says yedativ, which literally means I know him. Hanochin ve'inai, shehi yediya b'mamish, it means literally, earlier he had said it's a lashon of loving. Rashi wrote down it's a lashon of loving. No, it doesn't mean I love him, it means I know him. What does that mean? Yirmais, ki yediyas Hashem, Hashem's knowledge of something, of a person, shehi hashkachasai ba'ilam hashafel, which is Hashem's direction, control in the lower world, he lishmar haklalim, is to take care of things in a broad, general way. And meaning to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the broad strokes, but not necessarily the small matters. The small matters, he's saying, happen as a result of mikre, same word that he used in the parashas, piece in Parashas Bo'i. Says the small matters happen by mikre, and the events of a person's life could also be controlled by mikra, happening, coincidence, ad by eis pekudasam, until meaning a person could go through life, ad by eis pekudasam means until the time they die. A person could go through life with the events of his life being controlled by mikra. Aval b'chasidav, now the Ramban comes to explain what's the pshat in ki yedativ, but that's all for some people. But b'chasidav, by those that are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chasidim, yosem alav libo ladaz, they say befrat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays special attention to that person. Li'ei shmirasi deveka b'tamid, so that his protection is always attached to that person. L'sipara yediv azachim menu klal, he never stops paying attention to that person. Ketam, like the pasuk in Iyov lamid vav zayin, note that mar makim le'igur mitzadik einov. And he says in many other psukim, like one that we're familiar with from Tehillim, Ine Ein Hashem al Yireyav, and other psukim as well. So what the Ramban over there says is, Ki Yedativ means that Avraham Avinu, because he's such a tzaddik, I'm going to take care of him with what we call Hashkacha Pratis. That he's going to always have my personal attention, and nothing will happen to him without my approval. Unlike other people, that things happen to them because B'mikra, which sounds like it says, if you're in the, a person could Chas V'Shalom get into an accident because he's in the wrong place at the wrong time. A person cannot get the job because he punked applied at the same time that certain other very qualified candidates applied. If he would have applied last week, he would have gotten the job. But that's the way things work. Sometimes you're lucky, sometimes you're not. Mikra. The Ramban over there seems to be endorsing the idea that Mikra controls events in human, in people, but. But the Ramban says that not true for everybody. There's a sliding scale. For the Hasidim, there's Hashkacha Pratis. For the regular people, there's what he called Hashkacha Klolis, Lishmar HaKlolim. And we just a minute ago saw the Ramban in Parshas Bo'i, that very famous Ramban, who says, Ein l'adam chelik b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu ad shenamin b'chol devareinu u'mekreinu shekulam nisim ein bohem teva u'minhaga shel olam. That there's no such thing as something just happening because that's the way the world works. It happens because of schar for your mitzvahs, oinish for your averis, hakol b'gzeiras elyon. It seems to be such a strong statement of everything in the Hashkacha Pratis. We could have looked at this and seen a very geshmak amachlekes v'sheinim over here. I mean, both positions are reasonable positions that one can take. you know, there's the position that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls each event that happens to each person. There's a position that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls, that the degree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement with you is commensurate to your attachment to Him. We're going to see soon the Ramban elsewhere articulates this more clearly. Right? But that's that second position, that there's a sliding scale of Hashgacha Pratis or Klolis, and there could be a spectrum, and the closer you are to Hashem, the more Pratis Dik your Hashgacha is, and the more distant you are from Hashem, the more Klolisik your Hashgacha is. Okay, it's a reasonable position. We have two Makayres. But the problem is, but they're both the Ramban. It's a Stira. And it's no small thing. This is about as big a deal as you could talk about. And which way did the Ramban? You know, the Ramban is not saying that took these matters lightly. The Ramban, like we've talked about before, the Inyone Amuna of Klal Yisrael, he's our leader. So to know what he held about this very, very central issue in Yiddishkeit and Amuna is a very pressing question, and it's really about as contradictory as you can imagine. The first piece he says in such strong terms that there's no such thing as mikra, everything is nace, and the second piece he says no, there's lots of mikra. Take a look before we come to resolve it. There's one more piece. Now, this one is more obscure. I don't know how I first became aware of it. I mean, it is, the truth is, it's not really so hard to farm, because that puzzle with the Yigur Mitzadik Einav, you see, he referred to in the piece on Pashas Vayera. But I think at some point, once upon a time, somebody brought it to my attention. This next piece comes from Ramban. The Ramban wrote a Pirush on Sefer Iyov. You know, there's 24 Svarim of Tanakh. The first five are the Chumashim, Ramban wrote a Pirush al HaTeira. Of the other 19, the only one that he wrote a Pirush on is Sefer Iyov. It might be the least frequently learned Sefer among the general Hamaynam or people nowadays. Maybe not maybe Divrei Yomim less, I don't know. It ranks pretty low down there probably, but apparently to the Ramban it was... It's also the hardest, say, and that's a large part of why it's not really popular. It's really very hard. It's just the Hebrew, the language is much harder. I mean, besides the concepts are all, it's a very deep philosophical work, but it's also written in very, very obscure language. It's not Aramaic. It's not like some of the Svarim in Ksuvim, which are not in Hebrew. This is Hebrew, but it's strange words and strange shrushim and strange conjugations. It's just hard to make out any of the psukim. It's a very hard sefer. And I don't say that from experience, I never learned it, but I just from occasionally you come across psukim when you're learning, and things from Iyov, then I've come to notice that the psukim in Iyov is just harder than other psukim. But be that as it may, the Ramban apparently felt that it had a very special significance, because the Ramban wrote a running commentary, pasuk by pasuk, to in a way similar to what he did on the Torah, he did for Sefer Iyov. And on the pasuk that he referred to, "La'yirgam mitzadik einav," which is an Iyov lamed vav. So over there, if you take a look at his pirush, it says as follows: "La'yirgam mitzadik einav." And what does that mean? That from a tzaddik, his eyes never get taken away. This pasuk is coming to tell us a great matter on the topic of hashkacha. We're going to go through this kind of course because it's a long piece, but I want to at least. But he adds a lot over here. I mean, the essential nekuda was already expressed in the piece on Parshas Vayera, but there's much, much more over here. It's much more about arichas. Is that if you're Jewish, if you're religious, you have to believe in Hashgacha, that Hashem takes care of the world. Hakel yashkiach v'yishmer anshe min ha'adam, k'may shekasuv, as it's written, gadol ha'itz v'rafa alilia asher inecha p'kuches al kol darecha v'nei adam, lasetz l'ish k'drachov v'chapri ma'alalav. That pasuk says that Hashem takes individual care. There was a word there that I shouldn't have gone over so quickly. Yishmer anshe min ha'adam. means Hashgacha Pratit, meaning not just Min HaAdam, not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over mankind, but Anshei Min HaAdam, the individuals of mankind, as this pasuk shows, and in pasuk David HaMelech, Ki Chol Levavos Darius Hashem V'Chayetzimach Shavais Mevin, V'Loi Bavater Ibn Avuash Yia Kel Mashkiach V'Shemer Ishe Shar HaBriyos Sheina Medabrites. He says there's no sources in Yiddishkeit that there's such a that there's any such activity with the animals. And ishe shar briyos, the individuals, the briyos she'enu medabrois, rak shemar saklalim, b'chalal hashemayim utzvahim. Shmuel created a world hashemayim utzvahim. He created elephants, so he wants that there should be elephants in the world, and he might have some ideas about he wants a big elephant population or a smaller elephant population. And so if the elephants are going extinct, that's Mahashkacha. Shmerchu takes care of the elephants are going extinct, or they're not going extinct, or they're thriving. But which elephant gets shot, which elephant gets sick, that is not Mahashkacha. Shmerchu allows the poaching laws to get, you know, stricter or laxer so that the elephant population will get bigger or smaller. But he doesn't get involved in which elephant, that's up to the hunters. That's what the Ramban is saying over here. He says, Leibah v'Teir Ibn Avua, meaning there may be such beliefs in the world, but they're not Jewish. That's what the Ramban is saying over here. L'chein hutra hashchita l'tzarech ha'adam v'gam l'chapa on hafshasein v'damam alam hezbeach. This we talked about a little bit last week. Atam ha'zeh yedua u'baruch ya'adam v'nei shuhu makar salikov. Right, that, again, that's they said that we spoke about last week. Yashkir ha'chalav yishmar yisei l'chein sh'ar v'yish e'inu medavris v'inu yedis bayram. So he says, the first thing that we know for sure is that there's a discrepancy between the degree of hashkacha over humans and the degree of hashkacha over animals. And the reason is because humans are makir as bayram, recognize their creator, like we learned last week. That's the whole purpose of ein l'kel elyon chavis b'tachfeinim. There's no other purpose in the whole bria other than to recognize the creator. Therefore, mankind is more chasha than the animals. So this hashkacha calls for man and not for animals. But then he says, for the same reason, meaning once you see this contrast between man and animals, so it should come as no surprise that even among man, there are going to be different levels. How different is that man from the animals? Min ha'tamazeh yishmer sa tzadikim, he's going to watch the tzadikim very well. Ki kasher libo meinem tomid imoy, since their heart, their eyes are constantly with God, enei Hashem aleihem, so their eyes of Hashem are constantly on them. Reis shana v'achras shana. He says that when someone's on the ultimate madrega, this is a reference to a piece in Parashat Achrim based on the pasuk of B'chai Bohem, where he talks about the ultimate level of dveika. Someone that's on that level, ye nishmar tomin mikol mikrei hazman afilo ahivim b'teva v'yishtamer mehem b'neisi asal loy tomin ki ilo yechashem mikata al yainim einu b'nei ha'avai v'hefsid l'mikrei ha'itim. Look at Itim. The Ramban over here says incredible, beautiful language that if somebody's on the highest possible level of Dveikas Hashem, that his mind is never removed from the Ribbono Shel Olam, then he walks through planet Earth, but he's completely immune to all the events of planet Earth. You could shoot a bullet at him, it'll go right through him. Because you have no control over him, he's completely controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so, you know, the mikrei ha'itim, the normal things that happen in the course of life, a person comes into the room and he has a virus and he leaves his germs on the doorknob, and then the next guy touches it, that's just normal life. But it's not going to happen to a tzaddik. To a tzaddik on this level, it just can't happen. The germs will slide off his fingers. He won't get sick in less than until HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to get sick. But that's the person that, you know, that David machshav toy boy, that he never, his machshava never enters in yoni olam hazeh. He's constantly contemplating the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Okay, ukevikir vasili David Belikov. Now the Ramban says what's maybe the most important line of all. According to the degree of one's closeness to of dveikas, to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yishtamer shmir m'ula. He'll have a higher level of shmir, meaning he just described the highest possible level. But you shouldn't think that it's a, there's two choices. Either you have that, that's called hashkacha pratis, either you have that, or no, you're like the animals, hashkacha klos. No, there's a different, a million different madrigas. You know, we're all, you know, we here, most of us, we try, we think about the Rebbeinu Shlomo, we learn his Torah, we keep his mitzvahs. We're not spending our entire time contemplating his existence, or for that matter, we're not even spending the entire time learning Torah or thinking about the Rebbeinu Shlomo. But we spend some of our time doing that. We make brachas before we eat, and even if we don't always have kavanah by the brachas, but we wouldn't do that if we didn't believe in the Rebbeinu Shlomo, right? So there's all these, you know, 100 different levels of dveikus b'Hashem. And if there's 100 different levels of Dveikas Hashem, there's 100 different levels of Hashkacha Pratis. Kafi kirvasi l'davik b'likav yishtam reshmir m'ula. And then he says, v'harachik min ha'kel b'machshav toi v'maisav. But if somebody is really pretty close to the other end of the spectrum, and his thoughts don't really come close to Hashem, and his maisim, he doesn't spend his time doing the ratzon of Hashem, then meaning, like the Ramban, never mind that sometimes it says in the Torah that if a person does Averis, he'll die. Misa b'day shemayim, kares. No, okay, let's say he didn't do anything like that. Let's say he's not doing anything so terrible. He's just not paying any attention to Hashem and his Torah and the mitzvahs. Then, afilu lo yischayev misa b'chete, even if there's no reason why Hashem should say that he should die, b'chete yishachete, yeh meshulach v'nezav l'mikrim. He is, Hashem abandons him to mikra, to happenings. If bullets are flying, he could be in the wrong place at the wrong time, chas v'shalom. If there are germs in the room, he's going to get sick. If he applies for a job and there are better candidates, or the guy that's in charge of the interview process, you know, doesn't like him, he won't get the job. Not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is geizer, his partner, he shouldn't have parnasa this year, but because, you know, that's the way life works. Some people get the job and some people don't, and try harder next time. And even then, it won't necessarily help because, you know, you have all sorts of random factors that go into it. And yeah, there are random factors that control his outcome because he's Rachak Ben Akel. Okay, he says, Bo B'da Pesukim Rabim. He says, a Pasuk in Tillim, Ragli Chasidav Yishmar. That's a well-known Pasuk. What does that Pasuk mean? Ragli Chasidav Yishmar. Hashem watches the steps of his Chasidim. Meaning, it's not an automatic, it's not a given that Hashem's always watching everybody's step, and nobody can take a step without Hashem watching. No, there are lots of steps that Hashem's not watching, but the Chassidim, he's watching their steps. He gives over here a metaphor. He says, it's not that they're being punished per se, but it's if somebody's walking in the dark, so it's dangerous, and he better be very careful. If somebody's going through life without Hashkacha Pratis, the world's a dangerous place, and he better be very careful. If he's very careful, maybe he'll come out okay, but maybe not. There's lots of dangers that could befall him. Okay, continue, turn to the next page. Then we have another bold line over there. It's not so clear what he's calling them. Sorry, I assume he means not the ones that are rachak. I'm not sure what he's calling the katam soyis. It means not the ones that are on a high level of Hashkacha Pratis. What's the other extreme? I'm not sure, but maybe the other extreme means those that are Nigzer Alehem to die. I mean, some people, they were Shayim. Hashem says, he should die. Lightning bolt will strike him. And some people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of them, nothing bad will happen. But most people are in the middle, meaning the Nez of the Mikrim. Maybe not entirely the Mikrim, like that, those really low guys that he just was describing, but on various levels of somewhat Tashkacha Pratis and somewhat Lamikrim. So like the Ramban, that's why you have mitzvahs in the Torah, like preparing for battle, There are mitzvahs that tell us that we should approach the battle with great seriousness, because how well you do in the war might depend to a large degree on how well you prepare for the battle. Just like the American army, how well they do in the war will depend on how well they do in the battle. Well, that's going to be true for the Jewish army also, to some extent. To what extent? It depends. It depends what madrega they're on. When the Yidden are on a high madrega, they don't have to worry about that. Yoshua's battles didn't go like that. But in the times of Dara Melech, it was a different story. So that's why you have misses like that. Okay, we get the idea. That he over here, he's certainly elaborating on it more explicitly. If the piece of Vayera was a little bit brief and maybe we're not quite, hard to read and not quite so sure what it means. But after the piece in Iyov, it's pretty clear, okay, what the Ramban means. What he said over there in Vayera is what he's saying also in Iyov. Okay, but we can't just say, all right, so that's the Ramban sheet. Do we learn this new sheet? That's the Ramban sheet. Because what about what he said in Parshas Bo? That there's no such thing as Minhag Shalaylam and Teva, and everything is Bigzeris Elyain. So we're holding now at the Stira. What time is it? So I don't know if anybody could say that they know for sure what the answer is. I've thought about it a little bit. I'm sure there are people that have thought about it more than me. I don't know. I think that there are people that disagree. You know, it's really like I sometimes say in Shir, when you have a stira, any stira in the world, there's basically two mahalchim. You have a stira between source A and source B. So there's two basic mahalchim. One mahalch is to say that really, like it says in source A, that's right. Source B, we'll find the teretz for that. It means something else. We're talking about a special case. Or what it says in source B is right. What about source A? We'll find the teretz for that. That's the basic. Sometimes there are two roots in that, make it that neither one really means quite what it says. But usually there's one of two ways to go. You have to figure out which way you're reading correctly, which one you're reading correctly, you're understanding correctly, and which one you have to somehow explain differently. And definitely there are people on, which one of these do you do that with? There are people on both sides of the debate. I can't tell anybody that this is the right malach. But what I think, we could go on for a very long time. As you see, there's a lot of pieces over here, but we don't like to go too late over here. I would make a ha'ara. Before we say the teretz, go back to that piece in Parashas Bo, where the Ramban said, "In la'adam chilek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu." What does he mean by that? What's that expression? The way that it strikes most people, I think, is that it's a very strong way of saying that you better believe this, otherwise you're kicked out of the Beis Medrash, right? You have no share in the Torah. It's like. Like he wants to say it in as strong a way as possible, so that's his he uses that expression for emphasis. Okay, maybe, but maybe he means something more specific, more literal. That's the first Tara. What's the meaning of this unusual expression? Also, here there's really a more compelling point. When he says that everything is nice, hakul b'gzeres elyon, then he writes kasher is karti kfar. Now here you see in parentheses it gives you two marim mekaymis. Obviously, we're not meshubah to those marim mekaymis. The Ramban didn't put in the marim mekaymis. Whoever, I don't know, whatever edition of the Ramban this comes from, there was an editor and he put in those marim mekaymis. Those may be wrong, but the Ramban does say that he said this somewhere. Kfar, right? I don't know all the writings of the Ramban, but this is just the end of Parshas Bo. And it sounds like he's saying that this has already been explained and described somewhere in the first, 12, 13 parashas of the Torah.
right, from Bereshis through Bai, he already said this once before. And that's hard to find. There is one piece, I guess in the name of full disclosure, there is one piece at the beginning of Parshas Vayetse, which also sounds like it means like the Ramban in Parshas Vayetse. Maybe he means that. But again, the Kasher is Karti Kfar, which sounds like here he's just alluding to something, but this big insight of his that if you've read until here, you've surely heard this before. It sounds like it means something else, because certainly this is not. If he means over here what people understand him to mean, it's not something that he's elaborated on before. Certainly, I mean, this would be the most explicit place where he said it.
So, if you take a look, I have on the second page the piece in Parshas Lech Lecha, where Hashem is talking to Avram. Now that piece is talking. It's on the pasuk of Anikel Shakai. We didn't see this piece in Lech Lecha, but that piece in Lech Lecha is almost the same as the piece in Va'era, which we saw a couple of weeks ago at the beginning of Va'era, where the Psukim talk about how by the Avos there was the Shem Kel Shakai, and by Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be the Shem Havaya. And the Ramban over there said that there's two kinds of Nisim. There's the Nisim that are like Briyas HaOlam that Moshe Rabbeinu did, and then there's the Nisim HaNestarim that existed in the times of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And he wrote over there, and here we'll see it in the Lashon of the Ramban in Lech Lecha, He says, this is all the Nisim, the stories in Bereshis that fall into this category, and all of the Nisim in the Torah, in the Teichacha, Shekulam Nisim Heim. All those brachas, those kolis, they're all nisim. Ki ein min ateva sheyavayu agashamim beitam b'avdeinu alikim v'leishu yashmayin kabarz akash anizu b'shan ha-shvies. There's no natural meteorological explanation for why the rain will come when we serve our God and the sky turns like iron when we plant in the seventh year. V'chein kol hayi'udim shebeteira. So to all the things that the Torah says will take place, when the Torah says, if you do the mitzvahs, all such, that's what he calls Yehudim. In a number of places, the Ramban uses the word Yehudim, meaning the Torah's statements about the future, none of them are natural. Kulam Nisim, they're all Nisim. Take a look at the next piece, which is in Parashas Vayigash. Kol Yisaydis HaTorah V'Nisim Nestarim Heim. Now, I guess two ways to read this next word, Ve'im HaTorah or Va'am HaTorah. I think if you go Im B'chol in Yon Noi, the way it's written over here, it makes more sense, Am HaTorah. I think that's probably what it means to say, which is nice because this makes it, brings it a little bit closer to the Lashonis by us and Parshas Vayigash. Va'am HaTorah. And then he says again, because the Torah says that you'll die if you boil an erva. That's not natural, right? It doesn't mean because you'll get a disease from her. The same example. And then he makes another, here he adds something important. He says, and every tefillah of David HaMalchin Tehillim, and every time that we daven, nisim in flois. If you, elish amem nishinu mefurzim mitvira, so it's a nice nister, not a nice nigla. But the Ramban over there says, if you daven to Hashem that he should make you get better, that means you're asking for a nace. No, it's not because Rachman Letzlan, terminal cancer, and you're asking for an open miracle. No, you have a flu. And the flu could last, some people are sick for 5 days, and some people are sick for 3 days.
right? And you daven to Hashem that He should get you better after 3 days. What are you davening for? Aren't there natural causes? Doesn't it depend on how well the antibodies fight the virus, or maybe it depends on how much chicken soup you eat, or whatever it depends on. But ask a scientist, and the scientist will tell you what causes some people to get better after 3 days and some people to get better after 5 days, and it has nothing to do with, right? The scientist will explain to you that it has nothing to do with davening Shemoneh Esrei. So if you're asking, if you're davening to Hashem that He should get you better from the flu, that means you're asking for a nace. Because that means that you're asking that Hashem should get you better, not when you were naturally going to get better, but that He should intervene. Any kind of a divine intervention is a nace. It's not a nace nigla, it's a nace nister. So the Ramban says, not only the Yehudim of the Torah, but also all of our tefillahs, I need some nistarim. Okay, the next piece is a long one. We're not going to do it inside because it's already late. But that's the Ramban in Bechukaisai, which is really the main parsha of this, right? Like he referred to, already we saw, he referred to the Teichacha in Bechukaisai and in Kisavai. That's the prime example of Yehudei HaTorah. So, okay, what we have over here collected is three Mekoreis with the Ramban, and again, we said that one in Lechacha. We ourselves saw a similar piece in Va'era, so we could call it four Mekoreis. And there are a bunch of others also, where he talks about what he's talking about by us and by Nisim Nistarim and Nisim Guliyim, right? This idea, this recurring theme of the Ramban, that there's such a thing as Nisim Nistarim. And many times he called it a Yesod in the Torah. But in each of those places he made it clear he wasn't giving us a Yesod in the events that happened to us. He was telling us how to understand the Yehudei HaTorah. He was saying that if there's a pasuk in the Torah that says a good thing will happen or a bad thing will happen, that's a nes. One should never make the mistake of thinking that that's called teva. Any time that the Rabbanu Shalom involves himself in your life, that's a nes. But that's a nes nistar. It's not necessarily a nes goli. He's not splitting the Yom Suf. He's just making you get better from the flu faster than you might have. So it's a nes nistar. Any time that Hashem involves himself in your life, that's a nes nistar. That's the Yesod of the Ramban that he says again and again and again. Whenever he's talking about nisim nistarim, he's making the point that the Yehudei HaTorah, all of the psukim in the Torah that talk about what will happen in the future, that's a nes. That's not b'teva. Now, how many of the things, what percentage of the things that happen to me in my life are a result of the Yehudei HaTorah? That's a separate question. Certainly, when you're reading those pieces in Lech Lecha, in Vayigash, in Va'era, and in Bechukaisai, you wouldn't say that the Ramban over there is saying that everything that happens to you in your life is by Hashgacha Pratis. That wasn't the topic at all. Hashgacha Pratis, Hashgacha Klolos. That's not what the Ramban was coming to discuss in any of those places. The Ramban was just coming to say that the way to understand the psukim in the Torah that say that for the mitzvahs, you know, yeah, the psukim make it sound like that happens maybe a lot. But then there's such that there are psukim in the Torah about Hester Panim and Hatelcha Bekeri. So sometimes that does happen, sometimes it doesn't happen. Wherever it happens, it's an ace. That's this recurring theme of the Ramban, which he said that you can't understand so many things in the Torah without accepting it. Kol Yesodis HaTorah Benisim Nistarim. There are a few places where he says, okay, I mean, from the ones here on the page, you can see the one in Vayigash in particular, where he says that there are so many psukim in the Torah that can only be understood this way. So, in Parshas Bo'i, going back to the opening piece, what I think it means, although I admit that I wouldn't have read it this way if it was just this piece out of context. If this was the only piece that I knew, I think I would probably, because he says, Kol Dvareinu Umikreinu. That makes it sound like he means all the things that happen to us in our lives. But given the context that we do have, all the other pieces on this page, he says, Kasher is Karti Kfar. He's referring over here to Nisim Nistarim and Nisim Mefursamim. So clearly he means to be referring to his big Yisoid of Nisim Nistarim that he says five times already, that he keeps on saying again and again, that he thinks that we're all familiar with.
What do you mean? So that's the lashon of Ein lo adam chelik v'toyres Moshe Rabbeinu. He doesn't mean believe this or else you're kicked out. You're out of our religion. No, he meant something very specific. He says you can't understand any of the pesukim of the Torah. Ein lo adam chelik v'toyres Moshe Rabbeinu. How do you get through a pasuk in Chumash if you don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervenes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes nisim, even when it's not a Kriyas Yamsuf Tikkunes? There's one kind of nisim that everybody knows about, a Kriyas Yamsuf Tikkunes. But some people think, yeah, when I see Kriyas Yamsuf, that's a nes. But when I see people getting better from a sickness, or when I see the Torah telling us about it's going to be rain, and it's not going to be rain, that's just talking about Olam Kimen Hagi Noyeg. And he says, no, you can't read the Torah that way. Ein lo adam chelik b'toyres Moshe Rabbeinu, Ad Shanamin, that all of the things that the Torah talks about, all the Yehudei HaTorah, Abraham Teva Min Hagi Shal Olam. Because it might be talking about rain, and rain sounds like Teva, but if it's connecting the rain to the planting in Shvius, that's not Teva, that's not Min Hagi Shal Olam, that's Nais. So he means to be emphasizing that Yesod of his, that the Yehudei HaTorah are all Nais, and Abraham Teva. And then, of course, it's not a stira to what he said in Vayera and in Eoiv. Those are the places where he's coming to talk about how much of what happens in a person's life is b'hashkacha pratis, and there he says it depends on who you are. And for some people it's more, and for some people it's less. That's, in a nutshell, l'anias dati, what's going on in the Ramban and Parshas Bo'i, which really means that the Shitas Ramban, l'fizeh, is almost the opposite, really, of the way it's often said over. That it's, the Ramban is not saying that everything that happens to a person is b'gzeiras elyon. Everything that's written in the Torah that will happen is b'gzeiras elyon, but everything that happens to a person is not necessarily b'gzeiras elyon. Those things that happen to a person directly because of his behavior, meaning, because like Baruch Hu said, for you, this is what should happen now. That's a big tzaddik. Those people, everything is b'gzeiras elyon, everything is b'hashgacha pratis. But if a person is not Davik Vashem, then he doesn't have that level of Ashkacha Pratis. The idea that everything happens by Ashkacha Pratis does have Makairis, certainly more in later Dairis than in earlier Dairis. It's, I think, more widely held among Achrainim than among Rishainim. But be that as it may, as far as you know, what we're discussing, as far as the Shittas Ramban, it seems that it's not correct to call that the Shittas Ramban. The Ramban, for Karet, holds that there's a sliding scale of Hashkacha Pratis, Hashkacha Kolos. Okay.